Hello, we are Better With Headphones. Welcome to podcast episode number 3. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about music covers. Covers that we all know and love, covers we don't know are covers, and just covers that generally everyone enjoys. We're going to top off this week's episode with an eeny teeny little music quiz all about covers, running with the theme, given to you by your very own Lewis McLeod. And before we get into it, we're going to do a wee quick word from our sponsor. So here we are.
This week's episode is sponsored by the funny look you get when you push the green man and the guy in the car is looking at you because you've made him stop, but you're just trying to get to the other side without dying, but he looks at you funny as if you're some kind of pussy. Hey man, that's what it's there for, and we would like to thank them for sponsoring us.
Okay, right, there we go, great word from our sponsor there, brilliant. We're going to kick this off with we'll kick this off a wee bit differently this week. How's about we each talk about what we've been listening to this week and if we've been listening to any notable covers this week. So, Callum, you want to kick it off?
Don't think I've been listening to much covers. Tom Grennan just released his second album last Friday, so I've been listening to that.
How is it? In four words.
Four words?
Four words. I know three is the normal, so I thought I'd give you four just to be awkward.
Tom Grennan's new album.
Evering Road is good.
Okay, now sum it up in five words.
Every road is good.
Evering. The album's called Evering Road.
All right, I was going to say, you could have just said every track is good.
The album's kind of weird. It's split into like two halves. The first half are like poppy, catchy, radio-friendly songs. And the second half is like all piano ballads. The album's basically it's a breakup album. And Evering Road was the street he lived on with his girlfriend. So it's a full breakup album, but it's just him feeling, I'm sorry what I did. I'm so sorry for what I did to you. Please forgive me.
Where would you say it ranks on his three albums?
Well, he has two.
The one that's not out yet. Second album, is that? I thought he had another one.
No, he has Lighting Matches and Evering Road. Now,
I don't think you understood the question, Cal. Kieran wants you to rate it on his top three albums, so he wants you to guess how good his next album's going to be.
Well done, thanks for the psychic link there.
And rate them accordingly. I got you.
You can do it, Cal. We believe in you.
In third place, I would have Evering Road.
Right. Need to give us the name of his third album here, so we know what he's talking about.
Oh, shit. In second place, I'll have The Light. Who knows?
That's not the new name. He would never do that.
You never know.
Call yourself a Tom Grennan fan, Cal.
He went because his first album, which is number one, is Lighting Matches.
You idiot. You call yourself a fucking... I think his third album would be called Whoopty Doopty Dooda. And it would be a scat piece.
It should be called I Burnt My Fingers because he was lighting matches in his first one.
That's a good point. I think his next album's going to be all about ska. He's going to really go for ska this time.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear a Tom Grennan ska album. That's exactly what the fans have been craving.
Us regular Tom Grennan fans know that he loves ska.
We also know he has three albums. So have you been listening to new this week then, Aidan?
I've actually not listened to any new music this week.
Anything you've been listening to just in general? Instead of being a boring bastard?
God, you have nothing to do. You don't even listen to music.
All you need to do is eat stuff.
Yeah, we'll get to that part later, to be fair. Do you know, actually, a song popped up on my Spotify the other day that I thought I had saved and I didn't, and it was Dragon Ball Durag by Thundercat. If you haven't listened to him before, you really should listen to him, because he's like funk mixed with like R&B, mixed with like very mellow-esque. Everything's just really mellow, and it's really easy to just sit and listen to.
Like, it doesn't take any effort to listen to it. Not that music takes like, that much effort to listen to in the first place.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. Only thing I've really been listening to is probably Thundercat.
He's great.
What, you mean listening to Lewis? Oh, God. It's been a made-up fucking
Let's
band
go
name.
With his names.
I've been listening to Red Point Alpha.
No, I was listening to one of my favourite bands. It's called Slaughter Beach Dog.
They're a real band. I've listened to them.
They're great. I love them.
I was going to say, how do you get like notable recognition with a name like Slaughter Beach Dog?
What group was he in?
How do you get any radio?
They were Modern Baseball.
And they broke off to be... So they went from Modern Baseball to Slaughter Beach Dog?
Listen, man, I wasn't part of the creative process.
He just likes the music,
them.
All right?
Yeah, just like the song.
Jesus.
Back the fuck off.
Sorry.
Yeah, but they're great.
And Kieran, what have you been listening to?
Well, I actually listened to Folklore this week because I was just wanting to see what the hype was about. Actually pretty impressed. It's not as... poppy is what obviously our usual stuff is, but it was pretty good. And I was listening to Inner Speaker, which is Tame Impala's first album, which is just fantastic. No, that's what I've been listening to.
Like, you say Folklore, I have actually been listening to a cover, and it's a good segue. I've listened to Dan Campbell from the Wonder Years cover of All Too Well by Taylor Swift.
Oh, hold on. You waited for every single person to talk about what they had listened to and already said you hadn't listened to any covers to wait to say... I've been listening
you
to covers.
Piece of shit, Callum.
He mentioned a Taylor Swift album, and I remembered I'd listened to a Taylor Swift cover.
Have you guys heard Miley Cyrus's cover of Zombie?
Yes.
Have you heard Miley Cyrus's
really
cover of Heart and Glass?
Yes, that's also.
I haven't.
Really
I imagine that's great.
That is a fabulous cover.
She seems to be doing a bit more of a rock theme now with all her music. It's kind of going that way.
I feel like that's a good segue into the first cover you didn't know was covers, because I've got one here that works out perfectly.
On you go.
Cool. Yes. Yep. Hit me with your best shot.
Thought this was my fucking week, but whatever.
Sorry, Cam, go on.
The segue was too perfect because the first cover I have is Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh.
That was a cover?
It's originally by the Marcy Brothers.
Wow.
It was written by a man called Don Von Tress in 1990.
What was his name?
Don Von Tress.
Was he not a baddie in Cluedo?
Don Von Tress.
I was going to say.
The big Don Von Tress himself.
Sounds like a fucking Disney supervillain. It's like Mr. Incredible's villain in The Incredibles 3.
The song was originally given to a group called the Oak Ridge Boys, but they rejected it because they didn't like the words achy breaky.
Difficult word to sing, isn't it? Achy breaky. Yeah. And sound sincere doing it. Even though the song is a bit of a piss take song when you hear it, isn't it?
It's like one of these songs that does exactly what it says in the tin. Like, what's the song called? Achy Breaky Heart. And then you sing the chorus, it's just basically that. And you're like, right, okay. I didn't really see this one coming.
What can you rhyme achy breaky with, though? You know what I mean? Eggs and bakey.
Wakey.
Eggs and steaky. Breaky, mostly breaky. Just egg related.
The way to the achy breaky heart is the egg.
Shaka can.
And that leads us on to our other cover, Shaka.
If you have a can, please do not shake it.
Or if you are going to shake it, give it to someone younger than you.
Give it to Billy Ray Cyrus.
No, don't give it to him because he'll just achy break it.
Oh, good point.
If you've had your heart achy breaky broken recently, take it up with Billy. That's so weird, his name's Billy.
I would love like a Billy Ray Cyrus hotline.
Is his name Billy or Billy Ray?
Billy
it's
Ray.
Actually Bonangle.
It's Billy Ray.
Bonangle Ray Cyrus doesn't really sell us.
Oh no.
Are you broken Aiden again?
Oh no.
Bonangle sounds racist. So I really hope it isn't.
15 minutes into this, I kind of cry with laughter. Yeah.
I really
hope
that.
What's our next cover, Lewis? It's your week. You take us on to cover number two, mate.
Right. We're going to go for a big one here.
Biggie.
But not the biggest one. There's one that's like a massive. But anyway, Betty Davis Eyes is a cover. Ooh. Did you know?
Did not know that.
What, sing me a bit of the song.
She got Betty Davis Eyes, and she'll please you, and she'll tease you, and she'll freeze you. And she'll please you again. Yeah, she'll.
I don't think I've actually heard that song before, but see now that I've heard you sing it, I don't think I want anyone else to sing it.
Oh, thanks, man.
You definitely will have heard the song.
I love the idea that your favourite cover is me covering a cover.
It's very meta.
It's next week's episode, covers of covers.
So it was Kim Carnes who made the song famous, but originally it was by Jackie DeShannon. Carnes was given the song by George Taupin, who also helped her remake Smokey Robinson and The Miracles' More Love. But fun fact, Aidan, Carnes wasn't huge on the song originally, but she got eventually convinced, and then the song spent 9 weeks at number one.
Who convinced her? Was it Billy Ray Cyrus by saying that if she doesn't like it, her heart's going to achy breaky?
It's actually Bone Angle.
Of course. She convinced Bone Angle to change his name to Billy.
Bone Angle sounds like a slur, something offensive. I'm going to Google.
It reminds me of Bone Idol. I used to get told that. You're Bone Idol. It just sounds like that.
Reminds me of Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Right, shut up, Callum. What did you say? Cafe is cafe as well?
No, that's how you say his name. It's Bon Iver.
32 Bone Angle ideas. Right, apparently it's from Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, I've never played that game, but I've heard lots about it.
I didn't know Billy Ray Cyrus was involved in Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah, he created it, mate.
Five Nights at Billy's sounds. Bone Angle's Chicken Biscuit Addiction Support Group, and it has 40 likes.
They're all me. They're all from me as well on my bot account.
You should join it, Lewis.
Explore best Bone Angle art on DeviantArt. I don't know.
Well, should do that. Do you want me to move on to another cover?
Yes, let's swiftly move to another.
So this one I've got is "If I Were a Boy" by Beyonce.
Yeah. And
that's porn. I'm looking. Sorry, guys. That was porn.
Right, so
you're supposed
to be doing actual research, and the first thing you do is go on porn.
Bone Angle's number four.
Yeah. Jesus. Look, turns out Bone Angle's not a slur, it's just a very popular porn name.
Hey, my name's Bone Angle. You're going to get railed.
He's in a series of Pythagoras-related pornos. Did someone order a perfect 90-degree triangle?
If I Were a Boy was originally written by a singer called BC Jean and Toby Gad. BC Jean wrote it about a breakup with a boyfriend, and it was for her debut album, but showed it to a record label who rejected the song. After that, the deal with the record company fell apart, and Toby Gad began marketing the songs to established artists. It then found its way to Beyonce. BC Jean found out it was being recorded by an absolute stranger, apparently.
Bullshit. I bet you Beyonce heard it at the record label and was like, I'm having that. And they were like, we can't. She's actually going to record it. She's an up-and-coming artist. She was like, fucking destroyer. And they just destroyed the lassie's career because Beyonce wanted something. I mean, ironically, that is my favourite Beyonce song. And the video for it is unbelievable. Has anyone seen the video for it?
Yeah, I've seen the video.
It is unreal. It's like a fucking Steven Spielberg movie. It's great.
Yeah, I reckon, like, if Beyonce wanted something, Beyonce would get it. You're not going to say no.
Like, if Beyonce walked into the museum where the elephant man's carcass was and went, how much for that? They'd just fucking give it.
That's mine. Whereas that elephant man carcass is mine.
Aye.
Beyonce actually broke the record last night for the most wins for a single female at the Grammy Awards. She got her 28th Grammy.
Mental.
That's cool. I had 43. She won everything.
She won them all.
She just said, I'm taking it all.
I want that one.
Like, Kanye West was fucking right. Fucking all those years ago, man, when he absolutely destroyed Taylor Swift, it was just a predetermined vision of what was to come. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine, like, 10 years' time, Kanye West ended up being like this mad extraterrestrial, and he was just like predicting the future at all times, but his path towards greatness got totally skewed because he fucking met Kim Kardashian and ended up marrying her?
Are you saying that Kanye West is like the octopus that predicted the 2010 World Cup?
Yes, I'm saying that is exactly what Kanye West is.
Kanye West, the Kanye West and Taylor Swift incident was so weird because it was such a strange award for him to run on stage to as well. It was like best music video.
I'm going to be honest, right? Of all I don't awards. Think Kanye West knew what he was running on stage to. I think he just sat there and he decided on a whim, I'm going to run on stage for the next person who gets this reward and just big up Beyonce because I love Jay-Z.
And I want to shag his wife.
Nah, I think Kanye West would be the only man if Beyonce came on to him that just went, nah.
I couldn't do that. And then he'd write an album about it. he'd be like, I'm sorry, Jay. This one is, it's only got one song in it, but it's 4 hours long.
Aye.
This would be such a Kanye
West. An estimated $4.5 million to produce.
I'm sorry, Bay wanted me. said, nay.
I'd like to do an episode on
the whole thing. The whole
I didn't mean to tear you.
Structured like a Shakespearean sonnet.
Sorry, Jay, I didn't mean to tear your marriage apart. But now it turns out I've broke your achy, breaky heart. And then Billy Ray Cyrus comes in.
I would like to do an episode on Kanye West just because he's so weird.
Yeah, he is okay. Weird, but like apparently, see if you watch all of like his like old like interview footage, like now, apparently it's like strangely accurate. I don't know what to because I don't even think he knows.
He gave an interview like 2 years ago where he said slavery was a choice.
Yeah, no. We're not going to talk about that, Callum. that's
crazy, Kanye.
Yeah. Lewis, hit us with the next cover you have.
Did you know that if you play Dark Side of the Moon and My Beautiful Dark and Twisted Fantasy at the same time, you will get a headache?
I did not know so this. Why? Why does that happen?
Just like frequencies.
Kanye West predicted it would happen. So it happened.
Okay, you ready for the next big cover?
Mm-hmm. Big yes. Cover.
What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner?
Oofed.
Oh, I think I knew this.
Well, did you know that British songwriters Terry Britton and Graham Lyle originally wrote the song for Cliff Richard, who turned it down? But we all know that Cliff Richard is a fucking idiot, because then he released it on his 2001 album Wanted. So what's up, Cliff? You're like 40 years late.
Calling it Cliff Richard right there. Started up that beef early. That's what that is. Coming in hot for Cliff.
Fuck, man.
The tune was then
we're
going
to get off the ground calling out multi-million-dollar artists.
I'll
and yet we're bigging up Big Billy Ray all the time as well.
Aye.
Billy gets a pass. Billy's all right in my books.
Billy's going to jump in.
Cliff Richard, however, I wonder who.
I think I knew that it was supposed to be Cliff Richard that had the song, but I didn't know that he took a pass on it and then re-released it.
Well, the tune was then given to the British quartet Bucks Fizz, and the song was set to release on their album I Hear Talk. However, Turner cut in, released the song, and the Bucks Fizz version went to the shelf until 2000.
That's a bit harsh, her cutting in.
Aye, how can you do that? Like, how can you just go, like, that's like Beyonce just stealing that fucking song. It's like, you can't just be that famous that you go, here, that's a good song. Oh, I know, I spent really long on it. Oh, it's really personal to me. Oh, yeah, great, I'm having it.
That's mine now.
It's like, I'm going to release that, and you're going to pay me to play it.
I didn't see this, but seeing the Billy Ray Cyrus one, when he heard the original version of Achy Breaky Heart, he said, that's me, that's mine, that's my song.
Yeah, that's my song, that's mine, you can't record or use it, even though you gave it, you fucking released it years before me.
Billy that's Ray what Cyrus I want my country stars to do, I want them to take everything that comes to them. Big Billy Ray, he's my number one. Billy Ray for president 2024.
Billy Ray's not like the same level of fame as Beyonce or Tina Turner, though.
No, he is, but only in fucking certain parts of rural America.
There is
certain parts of Arizona and Georgia where Billy Ray is Beyonce.
I would be raging. See, if like Beyonce took my song, I'd be like, right, cool, whatever. But if Billy Ray Cyrus took it, I'd be like, how bad am I?
Nah, because you need to put it into perspective, right? Beyonce takes your song, and you're like, oh my God, this must be a great, great song. Billy Ray Cyrus takes your song, you're like, right, okay. Mm. And then Cliff comes along, and Cliff's
he
like...
No. He said, I don't want it.
He just tells you, I wouldn't even take that, and that's when you know it's a fucking belter.
Fucking
and Kanye
Cliff.
Predicted every single second of it.
There's another song I have. I've got a set of other covers, and there was another song where someone stepped in and released their version before the original version was meant to come out.
There's not laws in place to prevent things like that.
Well, Superstition by Stevie Wonder was originally by Jeff Beck.
By Jeff
Beck.
But
Jeff Beck's...
Wait, what did you say there?
Can't remember everything, that guy.
By Jeff Bezos.
Oh, right. I thought you said never seen that one coming. I was like, oh, that's never making it.
Well, no, but now you've said that.
Now we're here.
Yeah, but that's not a joke, because Stevie Wonder's like famous for being blind. He is so famous because he's such a good piano player and a great musician and artist, and he's blind.
You know how like there's the theories that he's not blind?
Would
that
Shut
have been
up.
Like no, but would that have been like a good music myth to talk about?
It would be if it was true.
There's Stevie only Wonder's one way to find out.
Stevie Wonder's dying breath, he just takes the glasses off and goes, ah, I got AIDS.
He goes, Eddie, yikes.
That's like saying the fucking drummer from Def Leppard just pretending to have one arm. just fucking pops one out. It's like, hey.
Well,
I would pay to see that though. That would be absolutely terrifying.
Now, the final one that I have is I Fought the Law by The Clash, which is originally by The Crickets.
Oh, what?
They recorded it after Buddy Holly had passed away, but it never found radio airplay until Bobby Fuller 4 released
Did
it.
Did you say Bobby there or Bobby?
Bobby, wait.
You said Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby. Not Bobby.
Bobby Cyrus.
Bobby.
Tony's calling when he comes over here.
You know,
is that big Bobby Ray Cyrus? Is that Bonango? Is that him?
You know, we're going to need to do a full episode on Billy Ray Cyrus, Bob Angle now, don't you?
Oh, I want a music fight between Billy Ray Cyrus and Cliff Richard, and we're not finishing until one of them's dead.
The Bobby Fuller 4 recorded the song, and it hit number 9, and when The Clash were making their second album, they heard it on the plane back. They practiced the song, started playing it, and then released it themselves to be the anthem that it is.
Fair enough.
Good. Good on Joey Strummer and Co.
Good on them. Right, we're gonna go out with a bang here, though, boys. The number one song that you didn't know was a cover.
I've actually got some, so this should probably be better than the ones I've got.
Elvis Presley, Hound Dog.
Oh, that's exactly the one I was just about to talk about. Yes.
Motherfucker. Who knew? Well Jerry Leiber and Mike Stroller were asked by Johnny Otis to write the song for Big Mama Thornton.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis heard it, liked it, and cut in.
There's a lot of cutting in here.
Yeah, and then that raises the question, like, are they covers? Or is it just, like, other people stealing the work before you get to release it?
Hmm.
I've actually read earlier that Elvis was the 10th cover of that song.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's been covered about over 250 times since its original release.
By who?
250 different people.
Right, here's a question. Would you ever cover a song?
Yeah.
What would it have to be one that isn't as famous, or would you like want to go for like a big anthem?
I don't know, man. It depends. I think what makes a really good cover is covering the song and making it your own sort of style of it. Like, not just playing the song exactly because I think that's just like you repeating what the song sounds like. So
aye, because there's no point in trying to sound like the original if it's a cover, because you want to try and like put your own kind of spin on it, make it sound different and interesting. Like, it's covering songs is like trying to revive a song, really. You're trying to get interest back in a song, but just by kind of changing, you know, melodies or whatever for the song. So but I'd cover something that'd be quite, I'd rather cover something that's quite well known, probably something upbeat as well.
You say people doing their own style on it, that's what BBC Live Lounge does very well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Producing great, these covers. I always bring up when I talk about covers, Ben Howard's cover of Call Me Maybe, which is unbelievable.
Brilliant cover.
Incredible.
Is that one of the ones that plays in Catty?
No, I've never heard it in Catty, unfortunately.
You know how they play like Blank Space, but it's version.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the BBC introducing what they're doing right now?
Yes, and the live. Like, the judges they have? What the
The judges
fuck?
Are incredible. So they've got a competition going on that's each kind of BBC introducing station that they've got around the country. People are submitting songs to it for like a competition to play in the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge. But there's like a bunch of judges for it. So you've got, who's even it? Like Youngblood's in it. There's
Tom Grennan, Ellie Roswell, Clara Ample.
She's in there as well.
Bless, yeah.
Cliff Richard.
Sam Fender.
Richard, Sam Fender's in it as well.
He's
said
been
he'll just wait for the next one to come right.
He's actually heading it all. It's all his idea, really. You predict it at all?
I do have a list of other famous covers, but not much details on them. So I've got Hurt by Johnny Cash, originally by Nine Inch Nails.
Most
well-known covers, I think.
Yeah, I prefer Johnny Cash's cover.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Nine Inch Nails version is really good, though.
I think Johnny
when
Cash's
he recorded
voice
it.
For it.
Yeah,
he's obviously
yeah.
dying at the time, and there's like a whole kind of history behind
the
song.
Video as well, you know, is unbelievable.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He was actually dying in the recording room while they were recording it.
Got The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana is originally by David Bowie. Yep. Respect by Aretha Franklin is originally by Otis Redding. I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston is by Dolly Parton originally. And I Love Rock and Roll by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts is originally by Arrows.
I've got one. This is a song that's been covered twice, but people mistake it for only being covered once, and it's Twist and Shout.
Mm.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So people assume that it was covered by the Beatles. The Beatles covered it from the Isley Brothers, but the Isley Brothers actually covered it. They covered it from...
The Proclaimers.
A big influence on the Beatles, the Proclaimers. Huge.
No, the Isley Brothers recorded it and covered it from a Phil Medley and Bert Baird's composition. No, yes, no, can't remember.
Vicky Pollard, it's great to have you here.
Well, one of the other big covers that are not mentioned as well is Hallelujah, which is, of course, covered by Alexander Burke beautifully. Right.
X Factor. I was about to say, who do you think's done the best cover of Hallelujah?
It's got to be the Burkmeister, as we all are true fans call her.
I heard Cliff Richards bringing out a cover of that.
He's bringing out a cover of Someone You Loved by Lewis Capaldi.
Sorry, my dog's snoring.
He's really enjoying it. It's good content.
He's having a really nice nap right now. I love dogs. But Lewis, you said you had a wee music quiz, didn't you? So let's get right in about it.
Let's get right in it, guys. So I want you to spot which song is the cover. Okay, so I'm going to name three songs and you need to tell me what is the cover.
You're going to tell us who they're by or just the song names?
Well, you'll know. You'll know. Okay. So the first question is worth 1 point. So which one of these is a cover? Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Mm-hmm. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go? Or Bring Me to Life?
I know it because I found it out earlier today, so I'm not going to say.
Right, well, you
Wake
shut
me up
then.
Before you go-go.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
That's 1 point to Kieran.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I knew that. Somewhere in my subconscious.
Have you listened to the original version?
No, who was the original version? Sorry, not who covered it.
Cliff Richards.
A man called Robert Hazard.
How's that a band? That's just a guy's name.
I said a guy called Robert Hazard. No relation to Eden or Thorgan.
Did you not just say a band called Robert Hazard?
No, a guy called Robert Hazard.
Question two. This one's worth 2 points. Is it Through the Fire and the Flames? Is it Mambo Number 5? Or is it Psycho Killer?
Psycho Killer. It's good stay.
I'm not going to do this quiz because I think I've done the same research as you and I know the answer again.
All right, prick. Shut up.
This quiz is now between Aiden and Kieran.
Okay. What do we win, by the way? Is there a prize?
Sure.
I'll give you one singular M&M when you
sure,
come down, back
it.
Down.
An emerald?
M&M. A red one? Can I get a red one?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Right, sorry, Lewis, can you give me those bands again? Because I got distracted.
Through the Fire and the Flames?
Yes.
Mambo Number 5?
Yes.
Or Psycho Killer?
Psycho Killer.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
Kieran?
Oh, Mambo Number 5.
That's 2 points to Kieran. Kieran's on
fire.
Yeah, baby.
Can't wait for that M&M.
Fuck.
Right. I've went big on this one, right? So, Callum, I feel like you'll be able to join because I had to do a lot of research for this. So, question three is worth 100 points.
Oh, my God.
That went really step up.
That escalated.
So I just did that for no reason. Jesus.
I could pull it all back here.
No, Blinded I should just not answer the first two.
Right, which one of these is right? Blinded by the Light,
mm-hmm.
Californication,
mm-hmm.
or Party in the USA?
Californication.
Party in the USA.
I feel. I'm going to go Blinded by the Light, Springsteen song.
Okay. None of them are covers. I just wanted to throw a wee red herring in there. None of you get 100 points.
How are you even supposed to answer?
Can I just say, though, Jesse J wrote Party in the USA and Miley Cyrus sung it, so just saying.
Yeah, how much research did you do?
102 points.
Too much.
Can I just say, Bruce Springsteen has a song called Blinded by the Light, which is a cover. It's not an original. So... 100 points.
Shut up, Callum.
Wait, hold on, Callum.
I got 102, Callum got 100, and Aiden, you got nothing. I'm so sorry.
Wait, hold on.
No M&Ms for you. All the red ones will be eaten, and the green ones too.
Wait, Callum, are you talking about Blinded by the Light, the XX song?
No, that's why I said Springsteen.
Okay.
Can I have a blue M&M?
Question four is going to be 4 points.
Can this be worth 1,000 points, Lewis, please?
We've already spoke about this, so... It was Ring of Fire, Superstition, or Twist and Shout. And it's going to be funny because all of them are covers. And you're all going to get 4 points.
All three are covers. Can I now please have 12 points?
and you get 100 points just for that. No, you get nothing.
Still
even.
Losing.
Beggars can't be fucking choosers. Okay. And the last one.
Worth a million got, points?
This one's worth 8 points.
Ah, oh, damn. That's close.
Good. I feel this point system's very flawed.
Listen,
yeah, considering Callum, the one that was worth 100 points didn't actually have a fucking answer.
That was the joke.
Yeah, the joke was still worth 100 points that I never got, even though we all gave an answer and I was the only one that never got points.
Just because your musical knowledge is not good enough like mine and Callum's does not mean you deserve points in M&M's.
Listen, so my M&M knowledge is
quizzes for the strong-willed.
So guys, listen, I'm leaving Better With Headphones after I bust up with a fellow castmate. Broke his nose over 3 M&Ms and in return he stabbed me in the vocal cords, so I can no longer continue to speak or do podcasts.
Why would you stab him in the vocal cords? Over 3 M&Ms.
I love this, like, this specificness of it. I love the specificness of it. Like, I didn't stab him in the throat, I stabbed him in the vocal cords.
That's such an incredibly, incredibly precise place to hit.
Can you guys imagine, like,
I'm not going to kill you, I'm just going to take away your ability to talk in the podcasts.
I don't want to come back. This place smells.
Right, what's the final question?
House of the Rising Sun, teenagers, or the power of love?
House of the Rising Sun.
Power of love.
It's House of the Rising Sun.
That is House of the Rising Sun. So Aiden has 8 points.
Power of Love
is a cover as well.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off, man.
By Huey Lewis.
Mate, if you're going to design a quiz, there can only be one right answer.
I didn't know that was a cover.
So far, there's been 3 questions where there's been 3 right answers. That's not even a quiz.
The scoring system is all over the place.
Are you kidding on? Was The Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News, not by Huey Lewis in the News?
There's been like Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and then
Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Birdie did a cover.
But that was
in Back
to the Future.
No, Gabrielle Aplin.
You basing this entire? Have you? You have not based this entire quiz off of Back.
No, sorry. I'm thinking of another song that's called Power of Love.
Are you thinking of
the time you were thinking of another song called Blinding Lights?
I'm thinking of That's the Power of Love.
See, I was thinking of the other one.
Yeah, Frankie Goes to Hollywood have one called that. Yes. So, Lucy.
No, I'm thinking of Michael J. Fox.
Look, this quiz just sums up everything with covers. Everything can be a cover. You just don't know.
This just sums up how stupid I am. That
yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with Lewis. Lewis is really stupid.
Guys, listen, I just really wanted to impress you guys this week. I wanted to lift up your spirits with some musical covers.
Round of applause for Lewis's big, big
failed.
Quiz this week.
Everyone
boys.
Do a golf clap.
But I failed. No, don't. I'll stab my own vocal cords out this time. You know how, like, the Japanese commit suicide, like, out of shame?
Okay.
Whenever I say something stupid in the podcast, I'm going to surgically remove one vocal cord.
Huh? What do you mean surgically remove one? How many vocal cords do you have?
I'm going to stick tweezers into my neck and just hope for the best.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, don't do that.
No. No.
Better With Headphones does not endorse doing that.
I feel like that's going to get cut. Sorry, guys. I think I had a mental breakdown for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I got called out on the Power of Love, and I just couldn't handle it.
It's just too much. Too hot to handle.
Right. Cut all that shit.
Before we end, Aiden, what have you eaten this week?
Sorry, I had something to say before that, and I totally forgot what it was. And it's thrown me completely. This week, I've been... Wait, it's only Tuesday.
It's Monday.
Is it Monday?
It's Monday. We went over this earlier.
Sorry, so it is. Damn it.
It's the second time you've done that today.
Anyway, so what have I been eating? So I got I went a trip to Costco at the weekend. Yeah, I've got a Costco card. It's fabulous. And they have these St. Paddy's Day muffins. And weird fact, right? I really like plain muffins. So, like, just a plain muffin with nothing on it and nothing in the filling or anything like that. And they had them for St. Paddy's Day. The only difference is they had, like, the Costco icing on the top. So I had one of them on Saturday night. And I also had... I got those rollover hot dogs. So if you've ever been to the cinema, obviously not in the past year because the world's went to shit. But the hot dogs you get in the cinema, had them... They're class. They come vacuum packed though, which is kind of weird, and you boil them in water, not brine, and they last for a year if you don't touch them. So it's it's a bit disheartening when you pull out hot dogs from your cupboard that have been there for like 6 months and they're totally fine. Had them. Had hot dogs again tonight, which made me feel sick, which I'm assuming is because I probably shouldn't have ate them. But nonetheless, we move forward sometimes. I got Walker's Flaming Hot, which is a new flavour of Walker's that I tried. Surprisingly good. They don't taste anything like Chili Heatwave or Flaming Hot Cheetos, which I thought they would. And I got loads of coconut noodles. I've recently refound my love for chicken flavoured coconut noodles.
Yep.
And they're surprisingly low in calories. Let's take a poll. How many calories do we think are in a packet of coconut noodles?
7.6.
Right, okay, that's outrageously low. Give me a realistic guess, you turd.
260.
260?
I'm going to go like 90.
90.
I was going to say 96 was my first one, but...
Ooh, it's actually 80 odds. It's about 84.
So did I win?
You do win.
How many points
fuck
do I get?
Red M&Ms
and points.
That question was actually worth 875,401 and a half points.
So right now,
visit from Bone Angle.
And a visit from Bone Angle.
VIP.
If Cliff Richard ever comes to my door, I'm going to...
He said he was going to come next week. He said to me that he would come next week, but he's going to put it off.
Listen, if he was singing in my front garden, I'd close the curtains.
Nah, you just... Get out, get that Spitfire you bought from the warm zone. <Yeah. completely.
laughs> I'm sitting in my Apache helicopter and Cliff Richard is singing his heart out to me, but I'm not interested.
You're just in your Apache. You're just not caring the world, really.
I'm just trying to annoy my neighbours. So if you guys had to cover some songs, what would be some ones that you would want to cover?
I'd love to cover Call Me Al by Paul Simon.
Call Me Maybe by
Carly Simpson.
I'd love to cover Call Me Al. It's one of my favourite songs. It's like my feel-good song. Just makes me happy inside. That or We Didn't Start the Fire.
Total Africa.
I think you should do We Didn't Start the Fire.
Red Right Hand by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Ooh, good choice.
That is a very good choice of a cover, actually. I would love to see you bop your head to it. And like
I feel
really
like it's got to be...
Would we do it more like... I know you hate them, Callum, but would we do it like the Arctic Monkeys or would we do it like Nick Cave?
I think more like the Arctic Monkeys, more like a... But it has to have that...
Faster.
Yeah, it has to have the same style that Nick Cave brings to it, because you think, you hear that song, you can just imagine the Peaky Blinders and that's why that song's perfect for it.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to... I have to do it like that. I don't know how to explain it. It's just a phenomenal song.
I think that just about wraps up this week's episode then, boys, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
It does. So, once again, thanks for tuning in, giving it a wee listen. If you like what we said, great. If you didn't like what we said, fuck off. We don't care.
We need to mention Spotify.
I was just getting to it.
Need to mention Spotify.
That's a spoiler alert.
It seemed like it's done.
Spoilers. So yeah, like Kieran just mentioned there, we're now not just on Anchor, we're now on Anchor, Spotify, Google Play. Is it called Google Play?
Google Podcasts.
Coming soon to Apple Podcasts, waiting on those confirmations, on the usual SoundClouds.
Coming soon to YouTube as well. I'll be putting up
on YouTube and Bebo and MySpace and Disney Bebo, Plus and Apple Bebo, TV and Netflix Bebo, and Bebo, Amazon Prime Bebo, and Amazon
and
Music.
Just and just completely ignore Bebo, everything Lewis Bebo has just said.
For the last 40 minutes.
Follow
us on Bebo.
But yeah, once again, thanks for listening to Better With Headphones. This has been episode 3 Music Covers. Tune in next week when we talk about something else wacky, weird, wonderful, and I can't think of any more words starting with W's. So, as always, thank you. I have been Callum James McCulloch.
I've been Lewis McLeod.
I've been Aidan Curran.
And I've been Cliff Richard. Fuck off. I'm